Since 1917, the Romance Theater has been an entertainment mainstay for students and residents of Rexburg. The theater has hosted several films and entertainment, from silent movies to vaudeville acts. That history will be remembered on Wednesday. Jed Platt, the cultural arts director for the city of Rexburg, helps plan events at the theater.
We have a great gem of a theater here in Rexburg. It was built in 1917, and it's had a wonderful history, wonderful past, and we're going to review kind of the timeline of the theater, past, present, and future plans. It's undergone several renovations over the years, and we're excited for its future.
Emily Miller, the media arts manager for the city of Rexburg, gave us a peek inside the night's activities.
We'll have Alicia Teach, and she's the Museum of Rexburg curator, and she'll kind of review a history and the timeline of the theater and share some trivia. And then Gary Benson is going to share some experiences about the beginnings of the restoration of the theater and researching the auditorium's original finishes. And also the Soapbox Agency will be there. They're working on a mini documentary about the theater, and there will be a time when the community can share their own experiences and memories from the theater.
That documentary is being produced by BYU-Idaho's very own Soapbox Agency and will be shown inside the theater's newly renovated lobby. At 7, the theater will bring a bit of the past into the present.
If people want to stay, we will be showing a movie called The Prisoner of Zenda. There's a historic photo of the theater from the 1930s that's used quite a bit, and on the marquee at that time, it shows The Prisoner of Zenda, and so that's the movie we're going to show. Tickets to that are $5. It's a donation that goes to helping us continue to preserve the building.
Remember, the Romance kicks off at 6 p.m. at the Romance Theater. Here's to the next 100 years and more great memories. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Guadagnin.